Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast with Michael Boldea.
All right, welcome to the program and thank you for joining us. This is the Light of Truth radio broadcast. I am your host, Michael Boldea, and as has become customary, whenever we are recording the program before it's due to air, I let you know so you understand context. This is a recording. It is being recorded today. January the 21st, the year of our Lord, 2021. So even though it's a recording, it's a fresh recording. It's today. You haven't missed much. If somebody drops a nuke within the next 3 hours, well, then I might not get to it. But we try to record as close to air date as possible because many, many things are taking place in this world. And, you know, it's good to be up to date with things. Well, kids, we are loaded for bear today. And there's so much stuff that I want to get to that I even have a crib sheet. Yes, for the first time ever, I have a list of bullet points that I want to cover today. It's not going to be off the cuff as far as where we go, because even though you might not like it, you need to hear some things. And let's face it, people who tell you what you need to hear rather than what you want to hear are few and far between. And today, well, there's some things that you need to hear. You may not want to. I know that some of you might get angry. But as has been the case since early youth, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words, they're words. I was called fat when I was 10 by kids my age. Trust me, I've got thick skin. But I do want to begin today's program by reading something I wrote 4 years and 2 months ago. It's on my blog if anyone wants to confirm it, well, there is a method to our madness, from just putting the date the audio of this broadcast was recorded in air to keeping meticulous records of what I've written or said. You can always find it. I've made it known to those in this ministry as well as you that I will never delete anything that I've written. I stand by every word. I will never go back and tweak it, because that's disingenuous. Look, if you're going to play in the big boy sandbox, then you have to make sure that you're hearing from God. You have to make sure that what you're hearing is, in fact, what you are relaying. And if there's anything beyond that, then it's your duty to keep your trap shut, as the kids like to say. So we're going to start with this. There's so much stuff to get to. Let me just start here. Be a happy warrior. That's it. That's nobody likes grumpy people. And yes, yesterday, in case you missed it, Mr. Robinette Biden took the oath of office in front of, 20,000 flags, because they didn't want to bet that nobody would turn out. So, you know, flags were a good alternative. So, we're going to get to that and a lot more. But first, Wednesday, November 9th, 2016. Again, you can find this article on my blog. It has not been edited. It has not been murkied. It has not been... It's been there for 4 years, 4 years and 2 months, November 9th, 2016. The title of it was A Stay of Execution. And it begins thusly: a state of execution does not a pardon make. I realize that for the individual being walked up the gallows, feeling the rough noose slipping over his head and feeling it tighten around his neck, the distinction is meaningless at best. But once he has had time to process, once he has had time to assess, once he has had time, I missed a had. See, now I could go back and edit it if I were an editor. But let me just, once he has time to come to terms with the reality that he will live to see another sunrise, eventually, inevitably, he will be confronted with the unyielding reality that sooner or later, the walk down the gallows will commence anew, and the feel of the tightening rope will once more be a reality. Now keep in mind, November 9th, 2016. What happened in America last night was a stay of execution. It was not a pardon. We must be very clear about this because I know as surely as I'm sitting here that the voices will begin to chirp on you, insisting that God has somehow forgiven a nation that never repented of its sins, and that he has somehow restored a nation that has never humbled itself. Just because we managed to dodge a protracted, painful, and pernicious suicide by political correctness last night, it does not mean that we have somehow come into fellowship with God anew as a nation. It simply means that God has shown this nation grace. He has stayed its judgment for a season. And if true change is not evident, beginning with the church and sweeping out from there, when next he weighs us, when next he will be called upon to once more decide whether he will stay our execution or allow judgment to be poured forth, we will be judged not only for what we are profoundly guilty of up until this point, but also for the season of grace we will have once again squandered from here on in. Yes, I do believe last night was an act of sovereign grace. If this election had gone the other way, I am certain we would have had, or we would have been at war with Russia within 6 months of Madam Chairman Rodham being sworn in, and that the persecution against the household of faith would have been accelerated to a breakneck speed. A merciful God has once more shown this nation mercy, and now it is up to us to decide what we will do with the mercy that we've been given. It is up to us to decide what we will do with the reprieve and stay of execution that was handed down by the judge of the universe. This is just the first of many critical moments we will have to face as a nation. And if you think it will be rainbows and kittens from here on in, you are fooling yourself. So yes, take a second, breathe a sigh of relief, say a prayer of thanks, enjoy the sunshine on your face, but then roll up your sleeves and get to work. Not tonight. Not tomorrow, not next week, not whenever we get around to it, and we have nothing left on our agenda. The countdown clock has already started ticking, and it will seem like the blink of an eye, this nation's case will once more be up for review. What we do from this point to that will determine whether we still have a future and whether our stay of execution will once more be extended. Do I believe that we've avoided judgment altogether? No, I do not. But the best we could have ever hoped for was a reprieve, a delay, a season of grace wherein we could return to the purity of simply being about the Father's business and preaching Jesus unashamedly once more. We have so much work to do, and time is shorter than we might think. With love in Christ, Michael Boldea Jr. And I wrote that in 2016. And it seems like the blink of an eye, doesn't it? And it seems sort of prophetic now, looking back, doesn't it? Now, if it's any solace or comfort to you, this is not the end. It's the beginning of the end. And the speed of the decline will be wholly dependent on how aggressive this new administration is with dismantling everything that is good and wholesome and decent. That's the best I got for you. I know. You could go to the pink-haired lady that keeps prophesying that any minute now, the seas will part. I wonder how many years she's going to hold on to that one. Look, we can't be on standby for the next 4 years waiting for another Trump run. I'm going to be as honest and forthright with you as I can at this juncture. There will never again be a Republican president in these United States. I do not believe there will ever again be a Republican president in these United States. You are not going to find someone with Donald Trump's charisma. You are not going to find someone that is for the people the way he was and is genuinely loved by the people of this nation, at least 75 million of them. By the time the next elections roll around, you'll have, what, 11 to 22 million newly minted voters. Chances are better than good. We're going to have another two states on the docket. Because now that they have power, they will do everything they can to maintain it, to not give it up. And if the travesty that was the 2020 election was allowed to stand, what's going to stop them in 2024? So at this juncture, we have permanently closed the door on redress without violence. I don't want to see it. I'm not advocating for it. This is the reality on the ground. This is the reality as I see it right now. We have crossed the Rubicon, and there no longer remains the notion of free and fair elections in this nation. But we've got plenty of time to talk about it. Yeah, I'm sure, you know, they won't shut me down for at least a few more months because I'm just a wee bit fish. I'm a tiny fish. Nobody listens to me anyway except a couple of Beth Moore fans and you who are listening to this right now. But pardon me while I sip my delicious beverage. And the first thing I've got written on this piece of paper is future, question mark, an apostrophe. I don't know what that means. but I guess in order to know what this incoming administration stands for and intends to do, all you really have to watch for is who is celebrating. That's it. It's as simple as that. Who is celebrating this farce? Well, first on the docket are the Iranians and the Chinese. Apparently, they're over the moon. They're excited to no end. Recent news article says Iranian President Hassan Rouhani celebrated the departure of outgoing American President Donald Trump by calling him a stupid terrorist and urging now President Joe Biden to return to the 2015 Iran nuclear deal his former boss, President Barack Hussein Obama, negotiated. Rouhani accused Trump of engaging in state terrorism for his decision to approve a drone strike against Major General Qassem Soleimani, the head of the Kurds force, a foreign terrorism unit of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. We all know that took place. In addition to targeting Soleimani, the airstrike eliminated Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, the head of the Iraq-based Hezbollah Brigade and anti-American militia. In his remarks Wednesday, Rouhani defined the attack on Soleimani, not Soleimani's years of violence, the true terrorism and expressed hope that Biden would revert to policies more friendly to Tehran. And the reason I'm covering this is because you need to understand something very profound. One of the big reasons there hasn't been an attack in the U.S., on U.S. soil, in the last 4 years is because these people were scared out of their gourd of Donald Trump. You can see it in the way they phrase things. This is Rouhani's statement. We had never before seen a U.S. president explicitly announcing that he had assassinated a senior military commander who was a guest in a third country. With what this stupid terrorist did, state terrorism, when it was inscribed on the forehead of the United States. Who's celebrating? Iran is celebrating. It seems they're very happy. Yes, they're very, very happy. China is also over the moon. Because they made an investment not long ago in the heroin-addicted son of a vice president. And now that investment is going to pay off dividends. The Chinese are licking their chops. They can't wait. They're so excited because they know that the gravy train has once more pulled into the station. With that, I would not be at all surprised if there is a mass casualty terrorist attack within the continental United States within the next calendar year. Because the terror of the terrorists is gone. They are no longer afraid that if they do something to harm Americans, the big orange man will decimate their birthplace and everything around it within 100 square miles. Puddin' Joe's president. He'll send a strongly worded letter when 1,000 Americans die. If it's over 1,000, he'll send 2 strongly worded letters. Because whether you want to accept it or not, breaking news, kids, you're still the great Satan to these people. That hasn't changed. The only thing that's changed from January 19th to January 20th, 2021, is that the deterrence for striking at the head of the great Satan have been removed. Now, another group that's celebrating, and they're beside themselves, are the baby butchers. Now, this is just a rumor, so I don't know. It's just a rumor, but I heard that the new head of Planned Parenthood was looking for some drunk stranger to knock her up just so she could have a taxpayer-funded abortion. That's how excited she is. The perverts, the pederasts, the pedophiles, the pornographers, the degenerates, they're all beside themselves. Because now they can walk into the same bathroom as your little girl, even though they're a fully grown man. And, well, if you object, they can sue you. Because one of the first things that was reinstituted was, transgender policies. Who else is celebrating? Oh, yes, Beth Moore is celebrating. I know. Surprising, isn't it? Again, this is just a rumor, but I heard that Beth Moore was so excited that she's planning a 40-city workshop for easily swayed women. And if done right, she can get a few thousand more housewives to leave their husbands and their children and to walk in their prophetic calling or whatever drivel she sells to the deluded. Now, I know, Mike, why? You're just exaggerating. You're just being hyperbolic. What's your problem with Beth? She didn't. Okay, Beth Moore's Twitter. So shut up and listen. Beth Moore's Twitter. I cannot be expected to give adequate commentary on Lady Gaga's outfit this rapidly. I can't help myself. I loved it. Call me sappy, but I gotta cry over the two words, all Americans. Dr. Jill's highlights are waving superbly in the wind. Beth Moore's Twitter. Beth Moore's Twitter. Let me just say that. You know what? Fine. If you're still a Beth Moore groupie, allow me to say that you have the discernment of a doorknob at this point. You twist whichever way someone twists you with no understanding of what it is you're defending. So let me just get that out there. I know. Oh, the harpies are going to get angry. I don't care. By the way, I also got a letter in the mail the other day. And it's from a man named Brian or Byron. I can't make out the handwriting. But I'm going to read it because it's very telling. This goes along with everything else. Dear Pastor Mike. All right, first off, not a pastor, but let's keep going. I'm sending this letter to your ministry in the hopes that it reaches you, since it's the only address I can find. You are spot on about Beth Moore. 2 years ago, my wife of 41 years filed for divorce because I refused to acknowledge her prophetic authority over our home. The final straw, as far as she told it, was me refusing to call her Ephrata or Ephrata because she decided she was Jewish. Her name is Kim. I know Beth Moore isn't into Hebrew roots, but the decline started with her teachings and spiderwebbed from there. Keep telling the truth. Thank you for your time. Ephrata? Like the Euphrates? I have no words. I'm sorry. Byron, Brian, I'm very sorry. I'm sorry to hear that that has happened to you. But yes, Beth Moore was very enthused and celebratory because Beth Moore is an ignorant twit who doesn't understand what's about to happen to this country. Because Beth Moore is an ignorant twit who doesn't understand what's about to happen to the church in this country. But that's okay. Dr. Jill's hair was wavy and Lady Gaga's outfit was out of this world. <laughs> 21st century American Christianity. Here's to ya. Yes, I just took another sip of my beverage. So what's next on my crib sheet? Goody, goody. Oh, yes. The so-called prophets who got it wrong. Look, I already told you. The Bible's very clear on what you can believe and what you can't believe and what constitutes a false prophet and what doesn't. What more can I add? Personal opinion, they should bite their tongues and slink away, never to be heard from again. And that goes for both sides. Both those who prophesied that Trump was the Antichrist and he would start World War III, and those that prophesied that he would serve two terms. Well, both sides should repent and be silent, but they won't. Look, too few people understand that it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of the living God. And so they use the words, thus says the Lord, liberally, to say the least. Now, I know this is going to hit some of you because I'm already hearing stirrings and rumblings of, it's not over, hold the line, keep the faith, a couple more months and we'll be there. And even people going on about 2024 or four more years or whatever. Look, some people just can't acknowledge that they got taken by a pink-haired lady screaming at them through their television screens. I think the article I read at the beginning of the program laid it out perfectly. The church got 4 years to get its act together, to repent, to seek the face of God, to compel repentance in the nation. Our assessment came due. And whether by fraud, by theft, by cheating, this is where we are. A 78-year-old man with a penchant for pudding, wondering what's in his adult diaper, is now president of these United States. But he's just a figurehead. You can't. Look, it's all the people that made this happen. They're the ones that are going to push policy. They're just putting stuff in front of him to sign. And sooner rather than later, they're going to try to get rid of him altogether because, you know, what's the point? Starting to smell. Because the one they really wanted all along was Kamala. And she's waiting in the wings. Hoping, just hoping. Joe has another accident in the shower. Breaks another hip along with his neck. So, I wish I could be sunshine and rainbows, but I can't. Because you may not understand what's coming, but anyone who has lived under the boot of tyranny does. And we're already seeing it, and it hasn't even been, well, it's been a full day and 3 hours. I'm sure that going forward, we're going to discuss what we as believers ought to be doing, what we should do. But there's one more story that I want to delve into just for a second, because it's the perfect illustration of the absurdity of the modern day American church. That's the best way I can put it. Now, I want you to listen to this title very carefully. If you look for it, you'll find it. This is a real article. It's real news. I promise it's real news. So just listen to this title very carefully. Because once again, some of you thought that I was being hyperbolic last week. Now, to be fair, I didn't come across this article until this morning. But man, sometimes Uncle Mike can nail them, can't he? So listen to this. Christian OnlyFans model says her faith will not stop her from stripping down to the tune of $200,000 a month. Let that sink in. Take another sip of my coffee. Christian OnlyFans model says her faith will not stop her from stripping down to the tune of $200,000 a month. A Connecticut model who claims to be a Christian says her faith won't interfere with taking her clothes off for anonymous strangers on the internet. I'm sure she follows Beth Moore on Twitter. The model 22-year-old Lindsay Capuano reportedly rakes in $200,000 per month selling photos of herself in which she takes off her clothing. $200,000 per month, not per year. So if you're making 100 grand or 60 grand as a plumber per year, well, there you go. 22-year-old Lindsay Capuano, who claims to be a Christian, is making 200 grand a month. Capuano's Instagram page boasts a following of more than 2.4 million people. According to the Daily Mail, Capuano says her parents, listen to this, who are also Christians, are so proud of their daughter for her business venture. I'm going to read that again just in case you missed it. Because they have some quotes from her, I think, that, again, perfectly encapsulates American Christianity. But I... just listen. Capuano says that her parents, who are also Christians, are quote-unquote so proud of their daughter for her business venture. Now, lest we have amnesia or short-term memory loss, the business venture of which these Christian parents are so proud doesn't involve baking cookies or, I don't know, making tea. It doesn't involve her selling pictures of herself wearing fuzzy sweaters that say, "I love Jesus." She sells photos of herself in which she takes off her clothing. And her parents, who are also Christians, are so proud of their daughter for her business venture. OnlyFans, an online subscription service, permits users to sell their most personal and explicit photos to online voyeurs for cold, hard cash. Welcome to the new society. This is the peak of civilization. Christian parents proud of their Christian daughter for selling pictures of her naked self to horny old men and horny young men, perverts and pederasts the world over. Calling it a business venture. You haven't heard the kicker yet, and you're going to, because again, perfect synopsis of American Christianity. I guarantee you, by the time judgment comes, most of you listening will look up to heaven and wonder, why hasn't it come yet? You'll be checking your watches going, "Lord, I would have burnt the place down 6 months ago." The young woman began her work career as a staffer at a private Christian daycare, but decided to commit full-time to sharing her pictures online and eventually left the center for her online life. "I actually loved the job and I really enjoyed working with the children," Capuano says. "But when things started really taking off last summer on Instagram and Snapchat, it didn't make sense to go back. No, why have dignity?" Huh? Why have dignity? Capuano said that many of her followers, or as she refers to them, amazing fans, often tip her anywhere between $1,000 and $3,000 per day. And this is the perfect illustration of the modern day American. Listen to this quote. Let it sear deep within the membranes of your medulla oblongata. Just so you understand where we are. Quote by the theologian Capuano. God will love you no matter what. She reasoned of reconciling her faith and her profession. That's what I was taught in my household, school, and church. Every single night, I pray for whatever I feel I need to that day. I pray for my family and my fans and for myself. My religion has never interfered or stopped me from doing anything I've wanted to do. And that, in a nutshell, is American Christianity at its finest. My religion has never interfered or stopped me from doing anything I've wanted to do. Well, with parents like that who are so proud of their daughter's business venture, it's not difficult to see how you ended up this way, young lady. And apparently she goes to a church, but guess what? If she's tithing 20 grand a month, well, the elder board says nothing either, do they? Business venture. Look, I'm sorry, your parents aren't Christians. Their God is money. And they're using you. They're allowing you to sell bits of your soul, your dignity. And at some point, one of these perverts is going to get it in his head that he's your one and only. And he's going to find you. And at some point, I don't want to see it, but chances are better than good that there will be a follow-up news story. Young man arrested wearing young Capuano's head as a hat after breaking into her home and decapitating her because he thought he was her only fan. And apparently she had a lot more. Now my brain's hurting. But again, the perfect encapsulation of modern day theology. My religion has never interfered or stopped me from doing anything I've wanted to do. 200 grand a month. $2.4 million a year. Devil's not cheap. He's not stingy. Because he understands that it's worthless. It's paper. It's garbage. How much paper do you want to sell your soul? How much paper do you want to make a mockery of Christianity? What, 200 grand a month? Sure. There you go. Now tell everybody you're a good Christian, your mama and daddy are good Christians, and they validate your career choice, and you think it's perfectly wholesome that you send naked pictures of yourself to strangers. And I'm sure those strangers don't pray over your naked pictures. I don't know. Maybe I should start an OnlyFans account. I'll just put pictures of myself as I look that week. Just headshots. Because apparently people are saying that I'm misrepresenting myself. The picture that Gino has of me on YouTube has me with hair. And somebody that's seen me recently knows full well that I don't have hair. Look, the picture is not very different than what I look like now. I just, I have two teardrop tattoos on the side of my face, some ear gauges, a septum piercing, and that's about the only thing that's different. No, I'm just, it's same guy, no hair, graying beard, when I decide not to shave for a week. Does it matter? Really, does it matter? I don't. Again, I'm beginning to understand how Beth Moore has so many fans. Just saying. I promised you last week that if I had time, I'd take some questions. There's other things we could get into, but not. I won't. Not today. I think we've unpacked enough. We've got time to delve into other things. Next week and the week after, because it's going to get real. I've told you this. I will repeat it. Eventually, they will target the church, because they always do. Right now, they're already trying to lump in insurrectionists, nationalists, and religious extremists. Oh, and by the way, do you know what a religious extremist is? You want to guess? If you oppose abortion, you are now a religious extremist. But hey, Beth Moore likes Dr. Biden's flowing hair. So, Gino, you got any questions?
Yes, sir.
Oh, yay.
One question. I love your picture take there. We did get that on YouTube. And... either way, you handled it well. One question permeating people's thought is civil revolution. There's a lot of sides that are angry in America. You've got the left. You've got the whole antagonism against conservatives. People wonder what will preeminate the revolution as far as really start causing it to foment in a greater level.
All right, the best way I can put it, there's a YouTube video that's been up for a long time. It's of a scrawny kid, just a mean-looking kid. Reminds me of James Carville, if you know who James Carville is. That sort of face, just a face that you know. There's just darkness and warmth in his heart. And there's a, you know, husky kid like myself, just sitting there, and this skinny kid is just wailing on him. And he's just punching him in the head and punching him in the head and punching him in the shoulder and in the chest and wherever he can get a shot in. And that big kid's just sitting there taking the blows and taking the blows until finally you could see in his eyes he snaps. And he grabs that scrawny James Carville-looking kid, lifts him up in the air, and body slams him on the cement. And eventually, these people are not going to stop harassing Christians. They're not going to stop harassing conservatives. They're going to come after every basic right that you have. And eventually, it will spark. Look, everybody thought, you know what? If we elect Slow Joe, at least there will be peace. Last night, pandemonium on Inauguration Day. Antifa blocks streets and sets fires in Seattle, in Portland. American flags burnt. Antifa attacks Democrat HQ and says, we don't want Biden, we want revenge. Because what you miss in all of this is that the other side will take nothing less than full-fledged communism. That's what they want. They'll take nothing less, and they'll keep pushing and pushing. And you're going to have a lot of new added stressors coming into the mix within the next 6 months to 10 months. You're going to have an increase in oil prices, which means that if it costs you $30 to fill up your tank, it's probably going to cost you $55 shortly. You're going to have an increase in, let's just call it competition as far as jobs are concerned if they open up the borders, because you're going to have cheap labor pouring in. One of the first things that Mr. Robinette Biden said he was going to do was shut down the pipeline, which will basically erase 11,000 jobs just in Pennsylvania. And where are these people supposed to feed their families? And so all of these new added stressors that are just internal, then you have the external stressors. Look, we just signed up for the Paris Accord again. That means you as a taxpayer is on the hook for more money to go to European think tanks. Understand that they will milk this country for everything it's worth, and the life of people, average folks, is going to get worse and worse and worse. It doesn't happen overnight. I look at Venezuela, look at Romania. You know, it'll precipitate a lot faster because of the open borders policy and all this other stuff. So next thing they're going to go for is single player. That's a third of the U.S. economy. Healthcare is a third of the U.S. economy. And they're going to go for single payer. That means your taxes are probably going to go up just ridiculous amounts. And so stressor upon stressor upon stressor, eventually something's going to snap. Eventually something's going to break. Look, and they prepared for something. At the inauguration, you had, 26,000 or 30,000 National Guardsmen? There wasn't one person there that wasn't vetted to the point of having a proctology exam. Because they know. They know. Look, it's a leader that is loved, a president that is loved, doesn't react that way. And no matter how much they try to spin it, Joe Robinette Biden will never have the love of the people the way Donald Trump did. And this is why they detest the people. They hate you. And that's why Beth Moore hates you. But that's okay. Beth Moore liked Dr. Biden's flowy hair. Look. We're not in for a good time, kids. Let's just start there. There's 100 things that can exacerbate the situation. There's 100 things that can make the situation go from bad to worse. But that doesn't mean you should panic. That doesn't mean you should give up hope. Because the next thing, and I don't want to get in, because I've already upset enough of you. But here we go. Anybody that tells you because Joe Biden won, the rapture's near, is a buffoon. Look, if in your mind you're not prepared to see everything the Bible tells you you will see, vis-a-vis the last days, then you need to prepare your mind. Because, it's going to get gnarly, not just in America, but throughout the world. Like I said, I think it's very possible that within the next year we're going to see terrorist attacks on U.S. soil, because you're still the great Satan. The people that think you're the great Satan just don't fear your leader anymore. Let's put it that way. So anyway, any other questions, Gino? Other than my fresh picture.
Yeah. Why you brought it up, and several people have even asked me about it. You say you don't believe there'll be another Republican president.
No.
And you mentioned a couple reasons, but people have been saying, you know, 2024, Pence or Trump or someone may run. Why do you believe that so strongly as far as if someone like Trump decided to run? Just explain
because,
that a little more.
Because they're going to do a repeat of 2020. That's the, how much simpler can you get? They're going to wait and see how many votes they need, then they're going to manufacture the votes, and oh my goodness, we won by the skin of our teeth again. And with that, you add what, 11 million to 22 million illegals that are going to have voting rights within the next 4 years. You have an entire generation of high school kids that are going to become voting age that have been propagandized.
Yep.
That believes socialism is the bee's knees. I mean, when you factor all these things in, look, you have a fractured Republican Party because we're realizing that over half of the Republican Party doesn't care who's in power as long as they got their greedy little fingers in the trough. As long as Mitch McConnell's wife was getting paid, he didn't care. Now that there's a new administration, Mitch... Well, he's pulling out the long knife, you know, trying to stab everyone he can because Mitch still has to get paid. It's, again, we have crossed the point where there can be a remedy without violence in this country.
Yep.
How that violence will come about will become very clear, I'm thinking, within the next year. When it finally explodes, I don't know. God knows. I hope we tarry. Because
mm-hmm.
I don't want to see it, and neither do you. I know you think you do, but you don't.
Right.
But they're not. They're not calming down. They're not satiated or satisfied. Do you understand that these people are miserable? They're miserable people who can't stand anyone being happy or joyous or having any sort of fulfillment that they can't have because they sold their souls to the devil. And they can't be happy, and your happiness causes them physical pain. It causes them misery. Your existence, the fact that you breathe, the fact that this morning you woke up, had breakfast with your kids, prayed together, laughed together, took them to school, is beyond the pale for them because they expected you to be a puddle of tears. They expected you to curl up in a corner and suck your thumb like they did for the next 4 years. And this is why, by God, don't you dare just sit on standby for the next 4 years hoping for a miracle in 2024. Don't be them.
Yeah. Yep.
Be about your Father's business. Enjoy every day. Live every day. Feel the sunshine on your face every day. And the fact that you're smiling, the fact that you're happy, and the fact that life goes on, even with Robinette and his adult diaper sitting in the Oval Office. We'll pour salt in their wounds to the point that they will embrace madness just to escape the reality of their existence. All right? Got it? Good? Okay. Next, Gene.
And, Mike, that leads to this question. You know, a lot of people have gone down conspiratorial rabbit trails. And how detrimental can that be to a Christian when they're off the wall, totally inaccurate rabbit trails, not only about you mentioning the false prophets, prophecy,
well, again, you have
but
to,
that
you
kind
have
of
to,
thing.
You have to differentiate the rabbit trail. Is it quote-unquote prophetic in nature, or is it QAnon? Because if it's QAnon, it's been proven a farce. I'm
yeah.
sorry, I know. Your heart bleeds and you're upset at me. Oh, how dare you, Mike. You threw mud on QAnon. Tell me one thing that they said that came to pass. So stop. Stop. Stop.
Mm-hmm.
You're an
yeah.
adult. Stop grasping at straws. One more month and Trump will be back in. Really? Come on. Stop. You're making a fool of yourself. If you're so inclined, pray for this president. Pray for Trump. Pray for whoever you want. But don't insist that people get on the bandwagon of conspiracy theories to the point that if Tom Clancy came back from the dead, he'd read the manuscript and go, that's too much for me even. Don't. Look, get back into the Word. Get back just do what we were supposed to do in the first place. If we would have done what we were supposed to do after the 2016 election, this year would have turned out different. We didn't. We got weight and we were found wanting. Here we are.
Wow, yeah.
What more can I say?
Yeah, that's a good answer.
But on a bright note,
yeah.
Beth Moore really liked Lady Gaga's outfit. So, you know, all you Beth Moore fans, she's got taste, she's got style. So, receive your prophetic mantle and tell your husband he's a turd for not acknowledging your authority. Ah! See, this is, again, when judgment comes, any objective individual will look upon it and go, yep, we deserve this. We deserve every bit. We deserve every ounce. We deserve every drop of the cup of his wrath being poured out. And it's going to be as simple as that. Because we were given chance after chance. And I'm not talking about the world, and I'm not talking about the godless. I'm talking about the church. We were given every opportunity, and we squandered it. We rejected people who told us the truth and embraced those who told us a lie. We elevated people with no substance because the packaging was so exciting. They stroked our egos, and even though we knew in the depths of our hearts that what they were telling us was a complete lie, we went along with it because it made us feel good. So you take your Paula Whites and your Beth Moores and your Joel Osteens, and you know what? There you go. Welcome to American Spirituality, a 22-year-old making $2.4 million a year. Being a good Christian girl. And of course, I will leave you with this. The mantra of modern day Christianity: my religion has never interfered or stopped me from doing anything I wanted to do. So why deny yourself? Why pick up your cross? Why follow Jesus when you can get an OnlyFans account and send pictures to dirty old men and make a bunch of money? All right. God bless you. Thank you guys for listening. Happy warriors. Remember that. No sulking, no angry, happy warriors. We are not defeated. If you woke up this morning and if you said a prayer and if you smiled and if you went about your day, you were not defeated. So, Gino, if you've got anything to say for this next minute, please do. God bless you all.
Yeah. Thank you, Mike. We'll pose a couple questions again next week. I think we've had some questions about some of Dimitri's prophecy specifics. So thank you so much for listening to The Light of Truth. We'll put this up on YouTube. Have a great day in the Lord.
Thank you for listening to today's broadcast, The Light of Truth, with Michael Baldea. If you would like to order a copy of today's broadcast, please visit our website at handofhelp.com. If you have questions about our ministry, you can email us at handofhelpoffice@aol.com or simply call us at 920-206-9910. God bless you. They are all